Check, 1, 2. 3, 2. It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina, say what? In your midday tonight, it is going down at the Fillmore, the Obsession Woo! Tour.
Obsession Tour.
And we have Eric Bellinger, the headliner of the Obsession Tour here today. Hello, Mr. Bellinger.
We in the building. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for having me.
Are you excited? This is your first headlining tour, right?
Yes, man.
Is it everything in a while. You dreamed
of? I did some vibes in the past. We went on some tours.
Right.
But I think this is like the big boy nationwide 32 piece, you know? So yeah, it's definitely adrenaline pumping every night. You know, tonight we sold out. Shout out Philly.
Yes.
So man, I'm excited. You know, I can always expect great energy when the tickets go off the shelf like that.
Yeah. So is this everything you expected it to be? Anything unexpected? Like, oh wow, this is my first big major headlining tour. I didn't foresee this to happen.
We prepped our shoddy over here for real. Like, you know, we just went on tour last year. Uh-huh. So, you know, it was a co-headline tour with my brother Sammy. And man, I think it really got us ready, you know? So this time around, we really, especially I think the tour managers and the people, the entire team that we have, they have had experience as well. So not only did we have experience, but they also have their experience. And I think the team this time is so solid that everything is so seamless. I'm surprised every day at how seamless it is. I'm like, man, thank y'all for taking care of that. Or man, I can't believe you thought of that, you know? I'm in that mode right now.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
Because I'm imagining first, it must be like chaos. It's your first. Yeah. You're learning through it, right? But no, that's a blessing. You're saying it's completely smooth.
Yeah, because it's the team, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for sure, you know, starting out, it was just me and my guys, me and my friends from school, you know, kind of with our dream and just learning along the way and reading books and figuring it out and trial and error and bumping our heads and finding the things that did work. But now I definitely have linked up. Man, shout out Thomas. I got to shout him out. Shout out my brother JD. They came along and really got things in line.
Mm, blessings.
It's insane how smooth this has been. I'm beyond grateful for it. So shout out to y'all.
So Eric, not only are you an artist, but you're a very, very accomplished Grammy winning singer, songwriter. Okay. Pop the collar. Over 100 songwriting placements. We need a clap for that. It's probably a blur to you, right? 100 songs. It's probably like you don't even remember anything, right?
I only remember when the crowd says, do that song. I'm a very, like, sporadic in the moment. Like, I just do a song.
Yeah.
But right now, I'll be asking them, like, how y'all remember that song? Right. Like, we listen every day. Like,
oh, right.
Okay.
So you're responsible for hits like Usher, Let Me See.
Yes.
Chris Brown, a couple of Usher songs.
Yeah.
A couple of Chris Brown songs. Fine China, New mm-hmm. Flame.
Yeah.
I'm naming songs we play. Wale nice. On Chill.
Yes.
In addition to the other 96.
Yes, the other 96.
Plus counting songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering, you're such an accomplished songwriter, but you're also an artist. How do you separate that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm sure people come to you for different things, and you're a singer as well. So how do you separate, this person wants to work with me as a songwriter, this person wants to work with me as an artist? How about if an artist came to you and they wanted you as a songwriter, but you're like, no, I want to work with you as an artist? How do you finesse all that?
You know, I lead with my pen.
Mm.
I like, usually I'm, you know, meeting new people, it's like, oh yeah, they want a song. You know, that's always my first thought, because that's what people, you know, got introduced to me as, you
right.
know, so I'm more so like, oh, you want me to jump on it? Oh, all right, cool. Let me bop you real quick. You know what I'm saying? But normally I'm just like, I'm a humble dude. I'm like, oh, you want a song? You know what I mean? But, you know, to have worked with so many people on that end, of course I want to make a full circle moment and now get them on my album and now me jump on their projects. But
right.
I definitely lead with the mindset of being of service.
I love that. Has there ever been a song that you really wanted for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you sold to someone, and then you're mad afterwards? Like, oh, I should have kept that song.
Not mad, not mad, okay. not mad. But yeah, for sure. Like, A lot of songs.
Like regretful. Let's say regretful, not mad.
Not even regretful, because it's still big bread.
Right.
It's publishing. But I mean, like, it was songs, like, some of my favorite songs was like New Flame before it came out. Like, that beat, that song is insane to me. Indigo, you know, a lot of the Chris Brown songs, because he's the closest to the style of music that I like to make.
Mm.
Anybody else, I really don't be married to the song like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's a female artist, that was intentionally a female artist. If it's Tyrese or if it's Brandy or whoever it is, I write for them. Mm. That's why they love it. Because I don't just write an R&B song. I write the song you didn't know you needed.
Wow. So do you have to have, like, therapy sessions with them so you know what's going on, so you can write the song that's catered to them?
The
you
best.
Must know all the business.
That's the best.
you know all the business.
Nah, honestly, when I used to, like, link with people, I'd be like, so what's up? Talk to me. How's life? Where you at? Because I want to connect this to something you could feel. And I was getting tea for sure. But I'm big NDA easy. You feel me?
Right, let's sign this here.
Yeah, I ain't spilling your name.
I love that. What's the craziest studio session that you've been in?
I was in a lab one time. Chris Brown, Drake, and it was a writing camp, and it was a bunch of top dog writers and a bunch of top dog producers in the building, and it was at Record Plant Studios. I'll never forget. And it was a moment where it was like, this shouldn't be on Instagram. You knew that. You just kind of knew.
Right.
And somebody posted it. We ain't gonna say no names, but that, I remember that moment happening. We was working on the song even back then that we was gonna have Drake and Chris on. This is way before No Guidance. And that moment just spoiled the whole session. We didn't even finish. I was hot.
First,
I was behind the John with the pen.
Right.
I was happy about what was about to take place. And the energy in the room was like, hey, who posted that?
Wow. Did you kick the person out?
Man, it was like, oh, my bad. It was like, my bad.
I would have been like, you out of here, bro.
Get out of here, bro. My publisher.
Love it. So the Tiny Desk performance was amazing for you.
Yes.
Usher had you singing the opening note of Superstar.
Yes.
Is that something that you can belt out, like, now?
I don't know about that. Honestly, I ain't had no tea yet.
How easy is it for you to drop that note?
I drank 12 dozens of tea, so not right now. My voice was, like, so, like, on pitch that I was, like, crazy when I watched it back.
So,
like,
can you talk about that? Because I literally had that conversation with an artist recently, how you have to take care of your voice, not even just as a singer, but as a performer, even if you're a rapper. What are some of the things that you do in order to preserve your voice so you can hit some of these notes?
Man, you gotta really drink that tea.
I tea drink tea all the time. What kind of tea you doing though?
Man, I like that medicine ball from the place. I don't know if they paying y'all, but Starbucks. Oh. Starbucks is crazy. We need to do a medicine ball collab, please.
I haven't tried that. What is that?
So check it out. This is the easy Starbucks collab. They don't know it yet. You get the venti medicine ball.
Okay.
You say, they do half water, half lemonade. You say all lemonade, right? You double up on the lemonade. You say extra honey, extra peppermint.
And that'll preserve my voice?
Yes.
I need that. I would try that.
Space Jam Bug Secret Stuff?
Yes.
That's easy secret stuff.
I would try that. Because I work with my voice and I be having to take care of it, especially when it gets cold and your voice starts bothering you. Wow, you just drop Ben.
I love that. And just drink it. Like, it's good. It got other herbs and other things in there.
Yeah.
But it really, really tastes good.
Love it.
Because I like Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? So that's like the Kool-Aid of tea right there.
So with the Tiny Desk performance, you hit that note, it goes viral. Right.
Yes.
So what did that do for the Usher thing? you singing it, other people tried to sing it. Yeah. They can't sing it like you. What did that do for you? Like, instantly, what did you see?
Shows. Immediately.
Wow.
And they wanted me to do it.
Right. Like, I wanted you to do it.
I was on it though. I was doing it. I was like, y'all serious? Show me. Yeah. Like, man, I had that thing. Now it's right in my head, but that, I mean, for sure, immediately got more bookings, but I got more notoriety from the people that I looked up to.
Right.
You know, everybody saw that Tiny Desk.
Wow.
You know, we're not coming to see E, but you going to get him.
Right.
You going to get him. You didn't know you was going to get me like that. You didn't know I was going to pop out. But, you know, we was there, and again, I was there to do a service. I always lead doing service, and God is like, I'll take it from there.
Wow.
You know, I'll take it from there. You think you're going to go do backgrounds, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We need you center stage, sir.
And you weren't prepared for that at all. He just dropped that on you?
He told me.
Okay. Cause
he told me, you want to do it? You want to get it? And I was like, yeah, that's why I knew to drink 12 dozens.
Shout out to the Starbucks tea bomb.
It's crazy. Medicine ball.
The medicine ball.
Double in it.
Okay, so can you talk about that brotherhood? Because it seems like you guys really have that.
Yeah. Nah, he cool, man. He like my favorite person that I ever like looked up to, and then just met him, and then we got the vibe, and then it was like, wow, this is a real vibe. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you got to remind me to step out of that and just be cool, like, because that's my guy. That's who I really, like, have emulated and mimicked my voice after, from the inflections to the syllables of all the albums from when I was younger. Like, you know, so to now be, I was just texting him yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's like, man, it's my dog, you know? But I think that's what you look forward to, you know? Because at the same time, the first session that I got in order to work with him, it was like, I went crazy. Mm-hmm. I dropped it, you know what I mean? Like, so I think from there, you have to also know that why you're here, you know what I'm saying? And in the beginning, it was just like, all right, cool. I'm trying to make sure I do a job. And now it's kind of like, wow, we really just chopping it up and laughing at memes.
Right.
Like, Usher loves a good meme. Like, if you send him a good meme,
he's your friend for life.
He gonna send you a funnier one back. Like, oh, you knew about that? Because I be up there scrolling. So I'm like, oh, you knew about you be in the wormholes.
So you have a song called B&B.
Yes.
And it stands for a brand new body. And initially when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. Are we glorifying BBLs? Is this where we are? But no, your song and the video for the song actually does the opposite of that, right?
I'm trying to get him in the gym.
Right.
Let's go, Queens. Get in that gym. I'm in the gym. I'm motivating. I've been doing gym workout pop-ups, a long tour. To stay healthy. Yeah, I've been
doing. I didn't know that. Seriously?
What? Yeah, I just
Where's
did
your
one.
Pop-up here?
We didn't do one
Damn,
here, but I went to yoga today.
Where'd you go to yoga here?
It was like called Arithm or something like that.
Okay.
I went at like 6:30 a.m.
So you go city to city and find random places to work out, city to city?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that.
Healthy Church.
So you're not doing it in the hotel as normal people would. You're actually going out and, you know.
No, we will do the hotel
okay.
too, but if there's a... influencer, or if there's a gym that is into what we're doing and they see it, you know, Rich usually just reaches out, or they reach out and say, hey, I got a gym, I teach a class. Like the last one we did Friday was trampoline fitness. So they had a playlist of my music, and we're literally working out with weights on trampolines.
I love that.
50 trampolines in there.
Wow. Yeah. Damn, extreme trampolining.
Yeah, yeah. Check out the page, man. Anybody out there, check it out if you want to get tapped in. Man, that was a super dope class. And, you know, as I'm getting into that world, I'm finding out that it's actually really a world of its own.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to see you on the cover of Men's Fitness one
day.
Coming.
Huh? It's coming.
Eric Bellinger on the cover.
Yes, it's coming. I'm anticipating it.
Anything you want to add? You know, music coming out, life beyond the tour.
Nope.
That's it.
We fire. We in alignment. You know, I work ahead. So now you guys are getting my last year's thoughts.
Okay.
So 1-800-HIT-EASY-LINE-2 is out now. It's what I've been working on for the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the music videos are awesome. Shout out to Keone. Shout out to Jamar and everybody that's... Benji helped me put it all together, and now we're on tour. You know, we've been working on the product, and now if you don't work the record won't work. If you don't get out there and get your marketing on, it's all pointless.
Right.
So now we here spreading the word in real time, but just know that I got greatness in store.
And we can't wait to see it. Eric Bellinger, thank you so much.
Love. I
it's Mean
it.
To Say What in your midday. It's Alma 100.3 Philly's R&B.
Yeah.
All right.